Om Shanti. I'm happy. You are Shanti? I'm Khushi. Or shall I say, I'm Prem? Or I'm not sure whether I'm attachment. Because I was missing this. In my heart, I felt something is missing. I want to see the garland, the jewels that are learning new ways of teachings. And so drama was such that I could not meet this group, no? And yesterday was also a separate group, no? So I spoke to Pratibha Bhan from my heart. It looked like I am not satisfied. And it was true. I was not satisfied. I felt I'm missing something. Did you miss something also? So it was something coming that individuals were saying, oh, you are not coming. We are not going to speak to listen to you. It is not a question of listening to me, but my point was to just meet, to share. And then I wanted actually also to take part, because I also want to learn new ways of learning. My training is old training, but very powerful training. Roots. And I wanted to taste the fruits of the tree as well. But then, other responsibility, request of meeting groups, doing other activities, so I missed the other sessions also. So it was something missing inside. And so I expressed my feelings that I want to meet the group, those who are taking training. And so you call it attachment, you call it love, you call it desire, you call it a good wish, and you call belonging to each other. Whatever word you can call. My bhavana was that I want to be part of this gathering. This is what it is called, because we all have relationship with Baba as Baba's children. But when this role of a teacher comes, then it's a friendship relationship. And then we can learn from each other in a very natural and easy way by sharing. And in a Laukik way, it's a competition, is because you have an employment and maybe little bit competition. But in spiritual, we are employed by the same. We are working in the same company. But it is inspiration. And so it is great joy to see how each one is working, with what feeling they are learning. And when there's a desire to put something new, it means it's not only just for the self, it is to share with others, to give. And so this is why it makes us best over donor. Alone making effort is a struggle. Together, the birds when fly together, it's a beautiful scene. And so I wanted to enjoy the scene, these angels flying together with the new learning. So this is why my wish is fulfilled, that I can have a vision of these flying angels. So if you want to ask any, I have not come to conduct the class. But I came specially to meet because this morning I went to read Murli and Shantivan to offer bhog for Kunj Dadi, for Chandramani Dadi, and Vinay Lakshmi was also very, very special soul. And then we heard Puttu Dadi's. So it was a feeling.
So Sudesh Didi, what have you learnt being in Germany?
What do I learn?
What have you learnt being in Germany?
Many nice things. In whole my Laukik life and in Brahmin life, I had always received everything as a gift, blessing. I want or not, it came to me. So there was not any kind of effort. Or I have been always under the umbrella of the seniors. My birth was, my first visit was meeting Dadi Trakashmani ji, just inspiration for 5 minutes or not even 3 minutes. My spiritual birth through Baba's Drishti and Baba himself directly. My sustenance was Didi Manmohini. Then all these years under the wings of Dadi Janaki. And so there was not any kind of effort in life. Of course I enjoy teachings, I enjoy Baba's Murli, I enjoy churning, I enjoy sharing with others. But then is always appreciation. There's no test. There was no, always just flowers and flowers. There was no test. How do I know that I'm really strong? So I am proud that I am studying in university where it's a very honest opinion, whatever they feel they give. And straightforward. And this is also to learn to hear the truth and then accept what I have to do. Which area I had not worked on or had not paid attention to or had become some kind of a natural for granted, no? Certain things you take it for granted. And so it's very good in this aspect. And I did not, in India, you are not really aware of Hitler things. I did not know, as I came very young in knowledge. And then we never talk about anything about the Murli, Dharna, Mama, Baba, Chit-Chat, Gyan. No other subject. Laukik study is left behind. Because this is Laukik. Talking about other things is body consciousness. We never talk about anything outside the spiritual conversation, what has happened in the family, what Baba taught, what Mama taught, what is happening in the yagya. And so I had no idea the sensitivity or inferiority complex, in other words. Shame, whatever it is. Yeah. Then in them it was in kind of some guilt. Guilt it was. No, not inferiority complex, very proud of that, but some kind of. And I could not understand. It is not easy for them to believe straight away first time. It takes a long time. And I couldn't understand why it is like this. Gradually I came to know And when they speak about it, because I do not know the real history, so I could not understand the feelings. And that was also a test for me, because it is just like I am ignoring them. I had to learn that. And so though I am a heart person, I am a teacher, but then Didi told me, it's incomplete if you are only a teacher. Learn to be a mother. And so, then my balance of from teacher became more mother. And then I tried to play their mother, it was a reaction to it. That was also a reaction, because it was, perhaps I want them something, from them something. It was doubt, it was accepting with doubt. Or somehow reaction to whatever offer was there. So I had to understand myself, a lot of flexibility, a lot of patience and tolerance. But very powerful self-respect. The tree of my life is deeply rooted like a banyan tree. Very deep roots of self-respect. And so, made me very strong. Real Shiv Shakti.
I also applaud Didi's sharing, because it's so inspiring when a senior shares so honestly from the heart. And really, I have so much love for this kind of example. And I'm just remembering a scene in Oxford very shortly after she'd been sent to Germany. She was in Oxford Retreat Center. For those of you who don't know it, it's our retreat center in England. Very large retreat center with about 50 acres of landscaped grounds. So she was walking around these grounds, circling. I could watch her. She's going in a circle in nature. And she had headphones on. And she was talking out loud. And I was watching this. My office, I was working there for a few months, and I was in an office which had a large window, and I saw her, and it was for about an hour. And I was wondering what she was doing. And then I came to know that she was teaching herself German. She was listening to German vocabulary lists and grammar vocabulary and repeating it and learning it. So this is our Didi.
What I realized there, that they would not like the translation through a translator. And they don't want to speak any secret of their heart to anyone else except to the person they trust. And if I ask, okay, the translator can translate, then they tell half thing, and then if I have to deal with it, I still don't feel the satisfaction. I'm not able to really give them satisfactory feelings. So something was missing. So I realized that if I want to serve, and Baba has sent me to serve, then I need to learn the language. So I asked somebody to tape for me, and I started like a child, you know, from the KG book, from the Ich bin eine Seele, Ich bin, what is my name? So first, 1, 2, 3, I'm zwei, drei, 4, 5, 6. So like a child, exactly the first book of the children class. So I learned that. Then I learned the other things. But I never went to the school because there was no time. I was still traveling. My aim was to go in the country, in every center, and find out what they need. There were many situations, actually. Not only just of this German situations, but in the family itself. Germany is a history of kings, and each individual king has his own authority. And there was also many kingdoms. And this kingdom had also history in the Brahma Kumaris. And so there was many, many upheavals had taken place. Different areas. And so to understand that, to unite that, to create the feelings for each other, to create the family feeling, I traveled a lot, so I had not time to go to learn to school, so I taught myself in this way, so that I can understand them. And so this is why there were many tests came in this as well. But Baba's blessing was, Ajata Bhavdada said, it's very easy to go and open a center, to do service a new place, to do the things which are gone wrong, and to set them right. That is called true, real service. And so that was, for me, Baba's inspiration, to create a bouquet, to set the things which have gone wrong, totally different, three different instruments, and all these three were different situations. If I'm conducting yoga, then it is also reaction. If I'm making a program, then it's reaction, because there was not so easy to make big program. Germany was passing through a situation where it was announced as by church a cult. So Brahmin family had not the trust and faith in them. So it was a very, very, not hard work, but not easy to see the result. It took longer time to see the result. The one thing I kept, it's not the question of how many students are in the class. That's not a question. My result is not that there were 100 students and there were 500 students or there were 1,000 students. That's not a question. So if I connect myself with how many students are in the class, then I am not producing any result. So it was a different way of maintaining self-respect and keeping Baba in mind, and everything is very fruitful. It took time, but it is very fruitful now.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's why Baba had to send an emperor to take care of those kings.
No, it's very good learning. Okay, I think I finish. I'm happy to meet you all, and it is also good to share, because I wanted to share. So now I share in a different context now. Om Shanti.